Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Tick-tock, tick-tock. The clock does not stop. And we head to October 15th with a fun drive on air. And in the meantime, we'd like to knock it down. $500,000 if possible. The lockbox is open now. Our family will be there. Right, Alan?
There's no question. Look, David, this is going to be a tough one, but we know we're going to make it. We always make it because you're there. I can't tell you how many people stop me in the streets and say, I cannot go on without this program being the first thing in the morning that I listen to. And I'm always there, and I stop what I'm doing in order to turn the radio on. Yesterday, the video feed went down for a minute, and we had plenty of people who want to watch the panel, and they do it at WAMC.org. And so we know people are there. We know they care about this radio station. We know that it's a big part of so many people's lives. And now, as we get closer and closer, we have to make about $300,000, David, in just about a week and a half, 2 weeks. It means that nobody else is going to do it. As Pete used to sing, you got to walk that lonesome valley, got to walk it for yourself. And everybody's got to do that. So if you want to keep it up, if you want to keep it going, then everybody does a little. If it's $5 or $10 or $100 or $1,000, we've seen it all. And I am sure that we'll be able to make it. So everybody, let's just get started and let's make sure that it happens, okay? I mean, it's just that simple, okay? So we're there. David's there. I'm there. You're there. Let's make it happen. WAMC.org. Again, WAMC.org. You go there and you just fill out the form. That's it. Easy.
Let that heart of yours grow three sizes today at WAMC.org. Thank you for whatever you can do. WAMC.org. Well, where should we start today, Alan? How about in New York? We'll start with the 19th Congressional District. That's the race between Republican John Faso and the Democrat Antonio Delgado. In the New York Times today, the headline, he's a Rhodes Scholar. That would be Delgado. The GOP keeps calling him a big city rapper.
Yeah, the Times did quite a story there. Look, he's a brilliant man. There's no question about it. He's got all kinds of degrees. He's got all kinds of stuff. But, of course, some of the ads, Faso says he has nothing to do with those ads. They come from some strange place at Washington. Hey, the candidate says cut it out. You cut it out. And so what they're going to do is they're going to show Antonio Delgado with a hoodie on. It's quite clear that the dog whistle is going on. And to some degree, that stuff works. It's too bad, but it does work. It tells us how imperfect a society we are, that those kinds of appeals can have some results. The people who want Delgado have got to get out there and work. Otherwise, you know, this kind of race-baiting nonsense will happen.
Let's talk about a new poll from Quinnipiac University. The survey, among other things, finds a growing number of U.S. voters feel that the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh should not be confirmed. And what jumped out at me, Alan, was something you and I have been talking about. Independent voters who supported Kavanaugh by 45% to 39% in September now oppose his confirmation by 49% to 39%.
Well, yeah, I mean, you see that switch. There are an awful lot of people who are paying attention to all of this. They watch the television day and night. We see one person after another come forward. We see a classmate who drank with him comes forward and said, yeah. He was in a lot of situations where he couldn't remember. You say, well, he told some truth, but he left an awful lot out. And as each person sees individuals talking about it on the TV and on the radio, they begin to make up their mind, and hence, that's quite a switch.
And what about during his testimony when Kavanaugh railed against the Democrats, showing what would seem to be partisanship? Isn't that enough to disqualify a Supreme Court nominee?
Well, I would certainly think so, because in his confirmation hearings, he said that he just follows the law. Now he's talking about the Clintons and the Democrats and how they're all trying to screw him and all of that. Can you imagine a guy like that sitting on the bench? And now comes Mitch McConnell, who has made up his mind before the investigation is over that we're going to have a vote this week. And there's a very good chance they're going to put him through. You know, there's a lot of hypocrisy. There are a lot of people who say, I want the truth. You have Murkowski, Susan Collins, Jeff Flake. In the end, those votes are crucial. One of them will put a stop to this. Whether or not they're going to do it, I don't know. But I know Collins, for example, has made a lot of noise during this time. But in the end, what she does with that vote is going to be crucial. The leader says, we're going to put it on the floor, and we're going to have a vote. Now, if he doesn't have the votes the day that they're supposed to vote, I suspect you won't have a vote. But maybe you will, just in order to protect those people who want to go back to their constituents and sue, say, hey, I voted to confirm them. Don't blame me. So this is theater, first rate.
Well, this radio station isn't theater. It's your connection to the world. And without your support, it can't continue. WAMC.org.
David, I can't believe, I just can't in my heart believe that today isn't the day. Look, during the fund drives themselves, we've often made $100,000 in a single day. We need $300,000 in order to get there. And the only way we're going to get there is when each individual as an act of conscience does the right thing to keep it going. It really is that simple. Don't let me down. Don't let any of us down, folks. Let's get it done today.